We must just have a look at this red digger outside.
No. Red chop. Blue chop. Yellow chop. Red blue chop.
It's a red lorry. It's just pulled up outside.
Oh. This?
It's a red lorry, but it's got a digger on the back, hasn't it?
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep. That's a big truck, isn't it?
A truck. Truck.
Oh, it's a bit dirty, isn't it? It's got dirty wheels.
Beep, beep.
Yes.
Mum, beep, beep. Truck.
There's a little red truck car trying to get past the big lorry.
Chop.
Yes.
Chop, chop. And this.
It's the digger on the back, isn't it? It's the big digger.
A drop and two drop, the depths, and two drop, the letter, the hatchet.
Well, I think it's got one wheel on the pavement
and
one wheel on the road, so it's half up and half down, isn't it?
The letter bow.
Yes, that's right. That's Tiddles, the cat from next door. She's having a look at the truck now. She better stay away from it or it might hurt her.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Mum. Mum. Yeah.
Yes, the wheels are a little bit dirty. Oh, look at Tiddles. She's running very fast across the road. She's going home.
She truck.
Oh, now what's coming?
Truck.
A big green Land Rover.
Steps.
Are you saying steps because the truck is parked half on the pavement and half on the road, so it's half up and half down? Are you wanting the truck to come down onto the road?
See truck.
Yes, the driver's got in the cab now and he's driving backwards.
See truck.
Oh, I see. He's just pulling his truck in a little bit further because he's blocking the roads and the cars. I can't get past, can they?
No.
No, he's not going anywhere, is he? He's getting out of his lorry and he's closing the door.
Chuck.
Oh, it is quite dirty, isn't it? Did you see that lady throwing some sticks onto the back of the lorry?
Oh, no. Kick.
Yes, she should. Well,
chop.
This is quite true. We've been telling you off for throwing things, and she's throwing things, but the difference is, Thomas, she's just moved house, and she's got quite a lot of rubbish she wants to clear. And so the builder's come with his lorry so that she can throw things into the back of the lorry, and he can take them to the skip.
No.
So when she's throwing things into the back of the lorry, that's all right. She's putting them in on purpose. But you sometimes pick things up and just throw them, don't you?
No.
Isn't it funny watching things going up in the air and landing in the truck?
Truck.
Oh, it's quite dirty. Quite a dirty truck.
No. Is this?
Your eyes look tired.
No.
Did you have a nice time this morning at the playgroup?
Chuck.
Oops, two cars are coming together and they can't get past, can they?
The bow.
It's Purdy.
Down truck.
Well, look, the lady and man are coming back with some more things to throw on the skip.
Lily?
Yes?
The truck.
Were you pretending to drive the truck?
Beep beep truck.
There's another lady walking past now. She's wearing a blue hat.
Blue shirt. Blue shirt.
She always wears a blue hat, that lady, doesn't she?
No. Sea truck. No. That truck.
That truck. Is it dirty?
Yeah.
The wheels are quite dirty, aren't they?
No. That truck. Whoa, whoa. Truck. Sea truck. Is this?
It's the digger on the back.
Etch up.
Did you have a nice time this morning at the playgroup?
No.
There were a lot of little girls there this morning, weren't there?
No. No.
And did you see Sue?
Beep beep chuck. Beep beep chuck.
Yes.
Sea chuck. Chop. When I chop. And store.
Have you finished looking at the truck now?
I'm going to chop the door. What's this?
That's the front door. Right, Thomas, would you like to come in your high chair now? It's time for lunch, really, isn't it? Well, that's right. You carry on looking at the truck, and Mummy will just go upstairs to get Purdy, and then we'll have some lunch.
Oh, truck! Extra. Truck. Fasu.
Purdy's food, that's right. What can you see, Thomas?
Truck.
A truck. Can you see anything else?
Beep beep. Truck.
Mummy's just going to open the door so Purdy can go out if she wants to.
Oh no. Oh, it's you, baby. Drop. Then I drop. Beep, beep.
Is that what the truck says? Oh. That was a big noise, wasn't it?
This bang!
Bash, there was a bash, wasn't there? They threw something quite heavy into the back of the truck.
Shoo shoo!
Shoo shoo, that's Tiddles, the pussycat from next door. What's she saying to her?
Shoo shoo!
Shoo shoo! Because Purdy wouldn't like it if she saw Tiddles, would she? In her garden. Tiddles has a red collar. She's wearing a collar around her neck with a little bell, and the collar's red.
Not a bird stop. No.
Do you think Tiddles is going to run away in a moment?
No.
No. Say goodbye. She's going. She's gone. Going.
Sea top.
Yes, the driver's. Oh, he's just thrown a bucket onto the back of the truck. A white bucket.
What?
He must be going to stay for a while because he's turned the engine off now, hasn't he? It's all gone quiet.
Drop.
Dirty truck. Perhaps when he's taken all that rubbish to the tip, he might wash the wheels on the truck, Thomas.
Well, it's all going to drop.
Ready. No, don't bang on the window, Thomas, please. No, no banging. No, 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 no. Just wave, but don't bang. That's right, wave and say hello to the truck.
I'm not there, truck.
Knock, knock, who's there? A truck?
Where's my truck?
There's a white bucket on the truck. But the truck's red, isn't it? Oh, look, Tiddles is crossing the road again. She's going back to have another look at the lorry.
No. Truck.
Look, Tiddles is going underneath the truck now.
Is the truck like this?
There's another car coming. A blue car.
Blue.
A blue car.
Matt. All done, Jock.
All done.
How?
Can you still see the pussycat underneath the truck? She's walking away now.
See, Jock.
Right, bye-bye, truck. Shall we go and have some lunch? Do you like a sandwich?
Chop-chop.
No, I didn't ask if you wanted chop-chop. I said, would you like a sandwich?
No, say chop-chop. Eat a chop.
I can hear Purdy eating a food, and I can hear some birds singing. What can Thomas hear?
Cheep, cheep.
Cheep, cheep. Is that what the birds are saying? The birds say tweet, 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 and cheep, cheep, cheep.
Wow.
Right, let's go and have some lunch now, Thomas. Let's have some lunch. Yes, Purdy's food. We'll close the door and let's go have some nice lunch. Some cheese sandwiches.
And juice.
Oh, shall we have a cuddle? You're probably very tired because you've had a busy morning, haven't you, running around?
See, truck.
Bye-bye, truck. Oh, somebody's just put something through the door.
Whoa.
A little boy's just pushed an envelope through the door. I have to go and have a look and see what it is.
A bump.
Have you bumped your head?
No.
Well, you were holding your head saying bump, so I thought perhaps you had. But you've not.
Wolf. Oh, your bad dog.
Purdy, she's just going upstairs, I think. She's had her food, so she's perhaps going for a nice lie down. There you are. You playing with your trains?
Yeah, we don't have.
Do you want me to put your train together? Some of the pieces have fallen on the floor, haven't they?
No.
There we are, let's put the engine cap there with the driver inside.
No,
we're looking for a little blue brick, Thomas. Where's the small blue? Oh, here's the small blue brick. There we are, let's put that Lego brick there. That goes on the front like that. That's the chimney. And we'll put those two together and there you are, you're off.
Beep, beep.
Shall we clip the red carriage to the back of the train as well? There you are.
Chuck. Beep, beep.
There's some sandwiches.
Moves.
And some crisps. And Mummy's going to make herself a drink.
No. Linen tea.
Linen tea, that's right. Yes, I'm going to have a cup of tea. Can you hear the kettle boiling? Did you choose Odia? Have you dropped the train?
No.
The sandwich is nice.
A jack jump.
Yes.
Down
truck, that's right. You're wanting it to go down on the high chair.
Abab!
Help, help, what's happened?
I'm an abab. A down chips.
Are you talking about the train going down some steps?
No. Do steps?
Now you want me to put you some pieces of cheese as well. Yes, the truck outside's dirty, but the trucks that you're playing with on your high chair are nice and clean because Mummy washed them earlier on. You were playing with them at breakfast time and they got a little bit sticky, so Mummy washed them.
Yes. No.
Would you like some blackcurrant juice now, Thomas?
No.
No?
Please.
Please. You had some orange juice at breakfast.
No.
So I thought you might like some blackcurrant juice for a change.
No.
beep, beep.
What do you say?
Oh, gosh, that was hard to open the bottle. The juice had a seal on the top and it was hard to break.
Lemon, a bus. Or do you mess? Or do you mess?
Where's the mess? There we are, let's give it a quick shake. Oh dear.
I
spilled some of the juice out of the top, didn't I? Mummy's going to sit with you and have a sandwich. We've both gone quiet because I'm eating a sandwich and you're drinking some juice.
Crisps.
Oh. What do you say?
Please.
Are the crisps nice?
Yes. Do little juice. Oh dear, little juice.
Yes, I know. I spilled the juice, didn't I? I forgot it wasn't in the usual beaker. And normally when I tip the beaker up, it's fine. But today, I put it in a different cup. So when I shook it, the juice fell out, didn't it? And made a mess on the floor. You're making a lot of noise drinking that, Thomas. Not that sort of noise, sucking noises. You can make a lot of other noise as well.
Moo.
Do crisps.
Moo. Oh dear.
I beg your pardon. What do you say? Excuse me. Excuse me.
For cheese.
Cheese, that's right. You like cheese, don't you?
And then?
Cheese!
More cheese.
More cheese. Has somebody said to you, say cheese when you're having a photograph taken? Because
and then?
You're smiling and winking your eyes, blinking your eyes when you're saying cheese. Cheese!
And?
Yes. Oh dear, has the train hit the packet of crisps?
Juice in the truck.
You've put the bottle of juice in the truck.
Juice in the truck or juice or the juice?
Oh dear, did the juice fall off the truck and spill? Has it made a mess? Did it make a mess, Thomas?
No.
Where's Daddy?
Daddy, what?
Daddy's at work.
Hello, dear Miss Joyce.
Well, there will be a mess with the juice if you keep throwing it down, won't there?
No. Mess. Cheese. I jump.
Cheese all done. Would you like some more cheese?
Hello.
Yes.
Beep, beep.
Would you like some more sandwiches, Thomas?
No.
No? What are you saying?
White door.
White door?
A white door. My shoes.
Oh, have you took the crisps out of the packet onto the plate?
Yes.
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 Here you are, here's some cheese. Some more cheese.
More cheese.
More cheese, there you are. I can see Sushi's just come home.
Sue what?
Yes. She was at work, but she's come home now. Sue has a white front door, doesn't she?
White door.
A white door. She just closed the white door and gone inside.
Eat drop. Hello?
Yes, come. That's a good boy. You're very, very clever at clipping these trains carriages together, aren't you? A few weeks ago, you couldn't manage that on your own. And you've learned how to do it now.
No.
You're a very clever boy. Would you like some more sandwiches? Look, there's some cheese there. Well, you've got to save room for a small piece of Mummy's birthday cake.
Yeah.
It was Mummy's birthday last night, wasn't it?
No.
And we had a cake. That's right, you blew out the candles, didn't you? We had to light it 3 times. Then we sang happy birthday and you blew out the candles, and then what did we do? Did we clap? That's right, and you blew out the candles. Actually, we only had one candle, didn't we? I don't think we could fit that many on the cake. And Daddy put a little sticker on the front saying 21, because he was trying to make Mummy feel better about getting home. So if anybody asks Thomas, Mummy's 21. How old was Thomas on his birthday?
2.
You were 2, weren't you? That's right. Are you still blowing out candles? You blew out the candle, didn't you?
Lily?
Yes,
Thomas. Dad, juice.
down, Choo Choo. So are you putting them down on the tray?
Down Choo Choo's.
Down Choo Choo's. Mummy's just pouring herself a cup of tea.
Down Choo Choo's. And then?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh!
That's right, you're lifting it above your head, and then what do you say? The wheels will get stuck in your hair, Thomas.
Down,
Choo Choo's.
Down, Choo Choo's.
More crisps, that's right, you finish your lunch.
Nice. Lily?
Yes, Liv. Are you putting the train on top of the choo-choo? On top of one of the carriages?
On the choo-choos.
It fell down, didn't it? I think you stacked them too high.
Lily?
Yes, sir.
On the choo-choos.
Oh, dear choo-choos.
Choo-choos.
Oh, bless you, Thomas. Did you sneeze?
No.
Bless you.
And then?
Yes. The train's parked now, isn't it? And while the train's standing still, how about having some more lunch? I can see some cheese on your high chair.
And then?
Yes. Oh, how you give it all? That's a good boy. You're giving the driver of the train some of your crisps.
No.
It's very nice of you to share your lunch with him, Thomas. Oh, what a good boy. You're lifting the lid of the train and you're giving the train driver some crisps, aren't you? Very clever boy. Mummy's going to make herself another sandwich.
Oh. Ellen?
Yes, Ellen?
Cheese.
Cheese, yes, I'm going to have a cheese sandwich. I feel quite hungry today.
No.
Do you feel hungry today?
No. Lemon.
We had a nice big meal last night, didn't we?
No. Lemon?
Yes? Daddy cooked a nice meal, didn't he, for Mummy's birthday?
Lemon?
Yes? Are you showing me the train?
Lemon?
Are you going to sneeze again?
No.
I hope you're not getting a cold, Thomas. Oh, is that what Daddy does? Does Daddy cough?
No.
You show me what Daddy does when he coughs. That's right. Poor Daddy. Daddy had a cough and a cold, didn't he?
And then?
Yes. Oh, you are a good boy, giving the train driver some of the crisps. Do you think he might like a sandwich or a piece of cheese?
No.
I think he might.
And then, more cheese.
More cheese, that's right. You give him some cheese. I think he would enjoy that.
Rosie loves it. Sits it on the mat. Diane?
Yes?
Sits down on the
mat. What are you saying?
Sits on the mat. Bye-bye, see you, choo-choos.
Bye-bye, see you, choo-choos.
Choo-choo-choos. Moose and choo-choos and truck.
Are you telling me there are some crisps in the truck?
Mmm,
yes. It's a good job the train driver didn't eat everything up, isn't it?
No.
Do otherwise poor Thomas would be hungry, wouldn't he? No, Thomas is sneezing. Bless you. Perhaps you've caught a cold from someone at the playgroup. That's right, you're coughing like Daddy, aren't you? Are you snoring now? Does that mean you're very tired?
No.
You probably are quite tired.
Dad.
Oh, you've got a very bad cough, like Nabby. Oh, now be careful. Say pardon. Say excuse me when you do that.
No.
Yes.
Boop. You boop.
Are you bumping your head on the back of your high chair?
Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
And then
that's a crisp. Are you giving me the crisp? Oh, thank you, Tommy. That's lovely. Thank you. You're a very good boy for sharing, aren't you? You're a clever boy. It's nice when you share things with other people.
And then?
Yes?
What this?
That's another crisp. A big crisp.
This?
A big crisp. Mummy's going to go to the door to see what the little boy pushed through the letterbox. He was holding a brown envelope.
Look.
Yes, Daddy's at work, isn't he? It was a letter for Daddy. So Mummy still doesn't know what it is.
Lily?
Yes, darling.
Oh!
Oh, gosh, you keep stacking all the trains one on top of the other, don't you? Oh, dear, choo-choo. It's probably why they keep falling down, Tom. You stack them too high. Choo-choo's, oh dear. Mummy's just going to turn the microwave on for about 10 seconds. So there might be a bit of noise and then we'll hear a beep. Listen.
What are you choo-choos?
Oh dear, choo-choos. Did you hear the beep? Beep. Beep beep.
Oh, done beep beep.
All done beep beep, that's right. It means it's all done. Oh, it was just warming up this bread room. Yes, it's quite hot now.
Yes.
Are you going to help Mummy do some jobs this afternoon?
No.
No? Are you going to leave me to do it all on my own? Mummy's going out this evening, isn't she?
No.
So we've got quite a lot of things to do. So you could help Mummy, couldn't you? Well, Mummy has the vacuum cleaner. Oh, and you could help turn it on and off. And you could help sort some of the clothes for washing. And then we've got some food to cook, haven't we, for Daddy's tea?
Daddy's tea,
that's right. I don't quite know what we're going to cook, Thomas. We might have to go to the shops.
Boo.
Boo. Anyway, would you like a piece of this warm bread?
Oh, I said a boop. Boop.
Bump? Well, you will bump your head if you keep hitting it with a train.
Down, choo-choos.
Down, choo-choos.
Did you say choo-choos? Oh, choo-choos.
Have you put the bread in the back of the train? Taking it for a ride.
Beep beep.
Mmm. Mmm. It's lovely, isn't it? It's that lovely freshly baked bread.
Oh, well.
All done. You enjoyed that, didn't you? All done. Shall I warm another one? We will pop another one in the microwave just to warm it through. They always taste better when they're warm, these rolls, don't they? That's it, we'll hear the noise again. Can you hear the noise? That's right, you listen. And in a minute it's going to go beep. You tell me when it's gone beep.
Beep.
Beep! Has it gone beep? Yes? Oh, I can't make it beep anymore, Tom. It only beeps when the time's up. You enjoyed that, didn't you?
Beep beep!
Beep beep!
Okay.
Beep beep. Up. All done. Just cutting this piece up for you. What's this Mummy's using?
A pole!
Yes, that's red jam. I'm putting some strawberry jam on yours. Are you saying po because it's red like po?
Boop boop.
What's this that Mummy's using to cut the bread up to us?
A knife?
Yes. Is Mummy using a knife?
A knife?
Yes. There we are.
Knife.
Nice warm bread, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, darling. You look like you're going to go to sleep in your high chair. Thomas feeling very tired?
No.
No? Beep, beep! No, have some bread and jam. You've had some cheese sandwiches and a piece of cheese and some crisps. Now you're just having some warm bread with jam. It's sticky. Is it sticky? Have you got jam on your fingers? Licking it off, that's nice, isn't it?
Lemon.
They're not really dirty, Thomas, but I think you've touched them with sticky fingers, so they've got a little bit sticky, haven't they? They're not really too dirty. Oh, they've all fallen upside down now. Oh, you're kissing them all because they've all fallen over. Are they better now?
Down
choo-choos.
Pow!
Red jam. Strawberry jam. Is that nice?
More!
You've got sticky again, haven't you?
Yes?
Hold on.
Six.
Doesn't matter if your fingers get sticky, because we can give you a wipe, can't we? Oh gosh, your bag's fallen off the worktop onto Purdy's field bell. And it's tipped the water up and it's spilled on the floor. Oh dear, a mess. There is a mess of a mess, isn't there? Because the water bell's tipped up. It's only water, it doesn't matter, we can clean it up quickly.
Beep, beep.
Oops. Oh dear, Mummy's got sticky fingers, so sticky she can't pick up the lid from the jam jar. Say bye-bye to the jam, it's going back in the fridge.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, jam. Well, there's a mess everywhere, isn't there? There's water on the floor, jam on our fingers. I'm just going to wipe the jar with a cloth before I put it back in the fridge.
And then?
Because it's sticky.
Juice.
Would you like another drink of juice? Yes, because that was only a very small cup, wasn't it?
Oh, dear.
What do you say? Excuse me, please.
More chalk.
You've not had any chocolate.
Beep, beep, juice.
Yes, you can have some more juice. And you had some grapes at breakfast.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you my little piece of orange now with your lunch. And then this afternoon you can have an apple. And then we might be able to fit a banana in at tea time. You like fruit, don't you?
Orange.
I think grapes are probably your favourite. Grapes and apple. That's some more juice.
Lovely.
More juice. Right, I'm going to peel an orange for you. They're very small oranges, aren't they?
Like this.
It's an orange.
Like
taking the peel off it. There we are. That smells nice. Just smell that, Thomas.
Nice.
It is nice, isn't it?
That is juicy.
Yes. You're drinking blackcurrant juice.
And this?
That's blackcurrant juice. Look, Andy's taking the dog for a walk. Can you see the dog? Oh, he's got two dogs. He's got two big dogs with him. The orange juice is going everywhere. I'm going to put this into a bowl when I peel it because the juice is dripping out.
Is this a mess?
There is a mess. Everything we've done today has caused a mess, hasn't it, Thomas?
Two messes.
Yes, there's water on the floor, there's juice on the table, there's gel on our fingers. Oh, dear, dear. Never mind, I'm sure with your help we'll get through. We can use some cloths, can't we, and some water and soap. And everything will soon be all right, back to normal. Yes, the dog is barking. With two very big doggies there. There you are. Is that nice? Let's clear this up. Well, you try a piece of orange. I'm not sure whether you really like it because it's quite sharp. I've just tried a piece and say, if you don't like it, we'll cut up some apple and try something else.
Yes.
You usually like oranges, though, don't you?
More cheese.
More cheese? You found some more cheese on that plate.
What's this?
Cheesy weezy.
Baba!
Two pieces of cheese in your mouth now. What's happened to the truck?
Oh dear,
truck steps. Sue and Andy are taking the dogs out in the car. The car's driving past and the two big dogs looking out of the back. Oh, gone out in the Jeep, haven't they? They're moving house soon, Thomas, so they won't live next door to us anymore. And Mummy will be very, very upset when they move out, because I like them. Sue and Andy are nice people, aren't they? With their three big dogs.
Oh dear.
And you'll miss seeing the dogs, won't you? And we'll have some new people living next door to us.
Juice a chair.
Yes, well, it will be on the chair if you throw it at another chair. You've thrown it from your chair to another chair. That's where it landed. On the other chair.
No, chair. Poo.
Beg your pardon, what do you say? Excuse me, please.
No move.
When you make a noise like that when you're eating, Thomas, you say, excuse me, please.
No.
Excuse me, please.
Hello.
Or you say, I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
Hello.
Yes.
What is?
That's the tablecloth.
Hello.
Yes. you can't pull the tablecloth. No, 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 no. We had to put a cloth on the table because you kept throwing things on the table. And it was making an awful mess of the wood. No, Daddy was getting cross, wasn't he? So we've put, let's have a look under the cloth. What's this? This is a very thick piece of felt pad with a white clean top. And that protects the table, and then we put a pretty cloth over the top. That's the tablecloth, and look underneath. What's underneath? Oh, it's a thick pad, isn't it?
Yes.
Thick pad, and that means that you can draw. I can see Sue, she's going back into the white door, look.
White door.
White door. Is she going in? Bye-bye, Sue. Oh, she's not closed the door, has she? She'll be coming out again in a few moments. Oh, there she is. Close the door. We saw Sue this morning, didn't we?
I sue.
Yes.
Lemon juice. Lemon. Oh. Yes.
Are you going to try some of the orange?
Oh, yeah.
What do you say?
Drop, drop. Drop, drop. Lemon.
Yes.
Lemon.
Yes.
Yes. Drop, drop. Yeah, drop.
Chuck, Chuck.
Sue.
Yes, Sue. I can see Sue. She might be coming to see us. We've seen her this morning already, though. We've had a nice long talk to her, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's a nice long talk to Sue this morning.
Sue is there. A more chocolate.
There you are. You can have a little piece of chocolate.
There.
Again. Hey. Lots of colours.
I want chocolate on there.
Well, you've just put it on the floor. Come on, don't get so sick. What about, do you like that? You asked for some chocolate and I've given you a tiny, tiny piece and you don't seem to want to drink it. That's right, you put the chocolate on the back of the train and ride round with you. Oh, Thomas, that's too much at once. Give the train driver some of the chocolate. He might like a bite of chocolate.
Oh, no.
It's not all done. You put one piece in your mouth and you've dropped the other piece. Or you've hidden it. You've hidden it, and it'll melt. It'll melt.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep. No, that can teach you to talk with your mouth full. You start to choke, don't you? Where's the other piece of chocolate gone? Here it is. There we are. Let's give the train driver some chocolate. Nice. What about the passenger in the carriage? Oh, yes, he likes chocolate. He said, thank you very, very much. That's lovely. That's lovely chocolate. Thank you.
Do you say it? Sue's gone.
Yes, Sue's gone, hasn't she? She's gone back inside her house.
Dad, did you?
We might see her later.
Oh, Sue's gone.
Sue's door. Mister. Yes, Puppet.
More cheese.
More cheese.
Oh.
You're having a lovely long lunch today, aren't you?
Pooh Bear.
There's Sue again. Bye-bye, Sue.
Lennon?
Yes?
Lennon, what is this?
That's another sandwich, is it nice?
And this?
What's she pointing to?
And this?
No, what have you done? Bitten into the sandwich and then taking it out. It's a cheese sandwich.
Pooh Bear.
Oh, Pooh Bear, yes, that's right. The plate's got a Pooh Bear on it, hasn't it? A Pooh Bear plate.
Lennon?
Yes.
Lennon?
Mm-hmm.
Whoops-a-dee-a. Lennon?
Yes.
Lennon?
Yes.
Lennon?
Yes, ma'am. Why are you hitting the bowl of oranges with the train?
Lennon?
Big smash.
Lennon?
Yes. Choo-choo's all done.
What are the recipes?
You try a piece of orange and see if you like it. It might be very sharp. What did you think to that? Was it nice?
Poo.
Why are you saying poo?
Poo
bear on the plate. Poo. Poo bear.
Oh no. No,
you don't want any more orange, that's fine. We've had a few pieces, haven't you? It's a very good boy for handing it back to Mummy.
No, Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear. Pooh, 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 Pooh Bear. Are you taking the sandwiches for a ride round in the train?
Boop boop. No.
Stop. Is that what you're saying to the train? Stop.
Moose. Lion.
Yes.
Moose. Moose.
Blue crisps.
Sue Odom.
Yes, Sue Odom. Sue's either gone back in her house or she's gone somewhere else.
Where's Sue?
We saw Sue this morning. Did you say hello, Sue? You shouted Sue when you saw her, didn't you?
Sue!
Yes, you're very, very pleased to see her. Yes.
Moo.
Moo, choo-choos.
Dup. Choo-choos. Mops. Moops. Moops.
Blue crisps. Pss.
Oh dear. And then?
Yes, Papa. That was a big sigh. Why did Thomas give a big sigh?
A big
Is that what the big bear says?
Wow.
It's the wow cupboard, isn't it? Can you see that? Wow.
Is this?
Look at the cupboard. Wow. Absolutely heaving with
food. No.
Oh, all right, we'll close the door. Bye-bye, Wow.
Wow.
Bye-bye, Wow.
And more Wow.
More Wow? You want Mummy to open the cupboard again? 1, 2, 3. Wow! Close it again.
And more Wow.
1, 2, 3. Wow! Close it again. You count.
Love.
1, 2, 3. Wow! One of these days you'll open the cupboard and everything will
fall. Move!
Move!
Wow!
1, 2, 3. Wow! Oh, Thomas, it's so exciting looking in this cupboard. Look at all the tins and jars and bottles and packets. Wow! 1, 2, 3. Wow! Yeah. That's right, we're opening and closing the door very quickly, weren't we? Tell you what, finish your juice.
More juice.
More juice, that's right. You finish your juice.